AP News, AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. French President Emmanuel Macron is urging for the negotiations between the U.S. and Iran to resume. Macron had phone calls with both President Trump and Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian. In a post on X, he also said the ceasefire should be strictly respected by all parties and that it should also include Lebanon. The French president also called for the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz without restrictions or tolls. U.S. wholesale prices rose 4% last month, the most in more than 3 years, as the Iran war drives up the cost of energy. Despite promised tax relief, polling shows most Americans still think they're overpaying. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Tax refunds are up this season, but according to a Fox News poll, about 7 in 10 registered voters still say their taxes are too high. That's up from about 6 in 10 last year. Even with the expectation that many households will see more income from the Republicans' tax legislation, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that that legislation will ultimately largely benefit the richest Americans. Polling shows that many Americans may not be feeling those benefits, with their tax refunds being eaten up by higher prices as the U.S. experiences a spike in inflation and sluggish economic growth. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A county in Minnesota is investigating the arrest of a Hmong American man by federal officers as a potential case of kidnapping, burglary, and false imprisonment. Officials say they're pursuing information from the Department of Homeland Security that they need for their investigation into the arrest of Chong Lee Scott Tao on January 18th. Video shows Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers bashed open the front door of Tao's St. Paul home at gunpoint, then led him outside in just his underwear and a blanket in freezing conditions. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Aaron Judge homered twice, and the Yankees scored on a game-ending wild pitch in a three-run ninth to overcome Mike Trout's two homers and five RBIs in an 11-10 win over the Angels to snap a five-game skid.
Wild game. Went out to an early lead, and then they stormed right back, and it was just kind of back and forth, some big blows there.
AZ Fudd was drafted number one overall by the Dallas Wings in the WNBA draft, reuniting her with former UConn teammate and last year's top pick, Paige Beckers. College basketball, North Carolina freshman Caleb Wilson is headed to the NBA draft. NHL three-time Stanley Cup winning goaltender Jonathan Quick of the Rangers says he is retiring at age 40. And famed ESPN broadcaster Dick Vitale is facing another battle with cancer after being diagnosed with melanoma in his lung and liver cavity.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.